We are so glad that we are here on the church to hear the beautiful music that Tayan played for us. And then the opening song on 255, Blessed Assurance for all of us. And for you who are in the internet, you are for a treatment today as we look upon Revelation 14, the first 13 verses, a parenthesis in this drama of the Great Tribulation, a great parenthesis, which give you and I a tremendous hope. Meantime, welcome to those who listen, and I'm so glad that you are here tonight. 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. We come tonight at the closing of a long day of meetings and blessings as we praise your name and listen to your word. And we have the children class, the choir practice, the Bible class in the afternoon. Lord, we've been busy in the house of the Lord the whole day. And now we close with this meeting in which Revelation 14 is going to be in our hands to study and to look on it. A great and marvelous encouraging paragraph in the midst of the tribulation. Thank you, Father, for that. And then we pray that you bless those who are sick. We are really encouraging for the findings that Henry did concerning the treatment of his mother. And we pray that as he set his way into Washington State and talk to the doctors and listen carefully and listen to the recommendations and all the details, the Father, a way can be found to treat his mother in a very wholesome way. Thank you, Lord, that in spite of sometimes of tribulations, you always give us light and always show us the way. Thank you, Father, that we, when we trust you, you really help us. Thank you. Now, Father, we pray that you bless us as we choose songs that will praise your name and will encourage all of us to say great things about you. And then, Lord, as we study the scripture, give us the light, the encouragement, the comfort, and the ability to know you better and to know that you are a God who loves your people. Now, Father, bless us as we continue in fellowship. Bless those who are listening over the internet at this hour. We do not have the radio. We have the internet now. And I know that many people in New Jersey and New York and Minnesota and Philadelphia, Arizona, Southern California, Northern California, they are listening because they are interested in fellowshipping with us. Thank you, Father. Bless our heart. Bless for those who wrote a lot of emails this morning because of our consideration on the scripture. Thank you, Father, that we know that people are being blessed because of our broadcast. In Jesus we pray and thank you. Amen. All right, we keep on doing, and Salvador is going to be the first to tell us. 529? Salvador, I'm going to choose 529. My country, it is of thee. All right, here we are. So the more participate. Brother Plica.
75.
Number 75, all right, that we go across the hymn book, then to the other area. Number 75. You're listening and you do not have a hymn book, please, we can send you the information of, I think in the internet we have the information about this hymn book. It's an old hymn book from the Baptist Convention, and you can purchase someplace, I think. Amazon or someplace they can.
CBD
and all this. All right, number 75, Abide With Me. Should be our prayer, don't we? Abide with the Lord all the time. Yes.
61.
All right, we are closer. 61. All right. Each one has their own favor. Usually Salvador is 531, and here is 61. All right. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Señor Antonito.
163.
All right.
163.
Is no more Antonito. He grew up in a stall. All right. Open my eyes that I may see.
Open my eyes and I may see.
open my eyes. Oh, it is a great sentence, no? Open my eyes. How many times you have read a passage and you don't know what they say? And then another time you read the whole paragraph and now the passage becomes clear. Open my eyes should be our prayer, all right? Okay, another song you like. Mrs. Otero.
5:12.
Saved by the church.
Saved by grace.
All right. I saw our senator. We're going to call Pastor Thomas our senator. I overheard the class this afternoon. We should vote, Maria. We should vote for him. All right. Put your name in the next election. Saved by grace. Good this morning to see Gregory Thompson Jr. here. I remember when Mama brought it on a Wednesday night with that little black thing. And I tell you, what training does for you, don't we? Schooling. And I saw a professional here today. And thank you, Gregory. Thank you. That was good. That blessed my heart this morning. All right. Thank you. Okay. I got another hand. Okay, if you do not hear him, you can buy the TV for the CD for $100, and I want to make money on him. Yes, make that. 206, yeah, in the same line of grace. Yeah, now please, Tyann, relax. See, I want a good choir director here. My wife's making signs, and I'm almost doing all right. Okay, now, yes, Luis.
39.
Okay, certainly. All right, what a joy it is to be together, closing the day like this together, and it's about 90 or 91 or 92 outside, and here we have in these facilities with air conditioning and so on, and I'm thanking our missionaries who are in churches who have no air conditioning. Our brother in Guatemala, that you saw this beautiful building, when you talk about air conditioning, they look to you like saying, are you dreaming or something? They can afford to pay the expenses of the air conditioning. And so you don't know the blessing. I really bless. If the Lord give us another building, that's okay. But there's no hurry in doing mistakes. I'm blessed here, and we have a ground. Don't lose it. That's my idea, all right? But we look forward. I was looking yesterday, I think, I was looking in some of my records, adjusting my two offices and home, and here I got from Greg a big drawing with the new building they still in consideration. And it's amazing how I said, Lord, if you give us something like this, it will be just a gift from you. You know, it's just amazing. But you never know. Whatever the Lord does is what we're going to do. But at least as we heard the report from the financial treasurer today, we're okay. We are doing all right. We don't want to get into trouble financially, thinking that we need improve. We already have. Lord, we need a better facility to serve the Lord better than the Lord. Let's see what the Lord does. That's all. We don't have to press on. All right, number 39, somebody said. All right? 39. To the Yahoo Messenger, you can type on our screen here the song. And Wednesday night, they call one after the other. They call for it, but it's bbcmh.org. No.
95037.
BBC, B as Bob, B as Bob, CMH, 95037. That's the name in Yahoo. And then you can type, and our brothers, there are three in the back, they can read, and so they can tell us. Okay, one or two more. Oh, Gabriel, yeah. 97? 97?
37,
yes, 37. How great thou art. Thank you, Gabriel. I'm sorry. Pray for those who have no jobs, Brother Oliva's one, Brother Salvador, another one, anybody else? And for Candace and for Gregory Jr. All right, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to you with supplication tonight. I know we do this on Wednesday, but I felt compelled not to pass this hour without praying for my brothers and sisters who need work. We appreciate the work you gave us. And Gregory need work to get money for his school. Candace is a professional teacher, and I know she's a good one. And I pray you will open a door even at these difficult moments, O Lord. Brother Olivas has worked extensively on schooling and so on, and projections on his computer. And I pray that for these 2 or 3 months until he's rehired again, you will provide a bridge so that he can pay his bill. And Salvador, Lord, has been working hard to get a job. He's applying everywhere. Lord, open that job that you have for these people, even if it's temporary. And we're going to be careful at the end to give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 All right, another son. Okay, Brother Siafre, you have a son. You know, he's been in our church, Siafre, for 20 years. 16 years, all right? And I remember when he came, he was very young. All right. it's okay, it's okay. tell me a song that you like. He's singing in the choir. He's trying to explain, Brother Chaffre, trying to explain me the notes. But I never get it. He's an engineer, but I never get it. All right, tell me.
Number 13,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's beautiful. Just marvelous tools in our church, and we are so glad to have both of you here. Again, I ask you to pray for Henry as he is flying tomorrow, Tayan told me, going to assist his parents, especially his mother, and setting up the program for the therapy on this cancer that is affecting the liver. And may the Lord be able to work out something, especially that his mother may know the Lord. Amen. You know, that's Henry's priority. His father got to know the Lord. Amazing. They live in Washington, the state of Washington, by Seattle. Is that right, brother? But close to Seattle. And so now the great victory will be that his mother will come to know the Lord. Then in peace, we can pray more and more. So I'm excited that the Lord is in business of saving people. So I'm excited in doing that.